Hello.
Yeah, thank you for calling XPO Logistics. This is Donna Cherry. How can I help you?
Well, I have gotten several messages on my computer from the company and then on my telephone, but I have had a heck of a time getting a hold of anybody on the computer or the phone. This is the first call I got back, and I've called about five times. I don't even know what it's regarding. Is it the microwave I'm expecting?
Okay, just one moment. Let me get it pulled up.
Okay.
See? And it's on the phone number that I called you back on?
Yes.
All right, just one moment. I apologize. We have gotten extremely busy.
Yeah, I assumed that just from calling because they'd always say, you know, you've got a 10-minute wait, and then I'd wait 20, and then they'd tell me I could leave a number, and they'd call me back, and they never did. So I kind of just been doing it every day trying to take time out of my schedule and get it done.
Well, I appreciate you being patient with us. It's all of a sudden with everything. Just living in a new norm, whatever that may be. All right, so can I get you to confirm the name on the account? And it is about
Jean,
the microwave.
It's J-E-A-N, Jean Naylor, N as in Nancy, A-Y-L-O-R. And it's a Kenmore microwave. It's being replacing one that just like it, I don't know, it shorted out or something. They said it could not be fixed.
Okay. All right, let's see. All right, and the address?
3821 Red, like the color, Avenue, Shasta Lake, California, 96019.
Okay. And let's see, did you want to leave a email address?
Yeah, they do have my email address. It's C as in cat, V as in Victor, Naylor, N-A-Y-L-O-R, at sbcglobal.net.
All right, that was C, V as in Victor, N-A-Y-L-O-R, at cbcglobal.net.
It's S, S as in Susan, C as in Cat, B, sbcglobal.net.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I have June the 1st.
June the 4th, okay.
The 1st.
Okay.
Number one.
Now, June the 1st?
Yes.
Okay, now who will be delivering that?
XPO.
Okay, I had never heard of them before. That's why I kept thinking, what is this about, you know? And then finally, one of my emails said microwave and gave me a reference number and stuff, but I could do nothing online. I put everything in. They wouldn't accept anything I put in.
Yes, they are working on it at the moment.
Yeah.
And so there's been many things that they are trying to get straightened out.
Yeah.
See, one moment
okay,
while
so
I get
June
that
up. Okay, so June the 1st is delivery date.
Yeah, and we're going to get that updated now. And are you also going to need us to bring it in and install it?
Yes, when I heard back from the people, because I have a contract on it, you know, I got a maintenance contract on it, they said that they would bring it in, because it had to be unwrapped and checked out within so many days and installed, and that they would take my old one with them. Now, do you do that, or do I have to call the technician that came from Sears?
Yeah, let's see. The local dispatch office, I'm just going to get you cleared for it.
Okay.
And then they will also give you a call. Let's see. I just got to ask you a couple of questions with the coronavirus. Has anyone in the household had a fever, dry cough, respiratory issue, or been diagnosed with the coronavirus?
No, I have not been sick at all, and I do have a young man staying here with me, but he's been having cancer treatment, and he had to go to Stanford and have his, I don't know, some kind of seeds put in his prostate, and they did the test down there before they'd even touch him, and he was fine. So neither one of us have been sick, and we're the only ones in the house.
All right. So I just still have one more question I have to ask. Has anyone been quarantined due to the fact that they had been diagnosed, had been exposed to someone that had been diagnosed with the coronavirus in the last 14 days?
No, I have not even been doing anything. Just staying
home. All right. Understandable, yes. Right there with you. All right, well, now I do have that updated, and like I said, on the 31st, you're going to get the call with the time frame.
Okay.
And then they'll give you a call and go over all the information concerning the installation, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much for getting back to me. I really appreciate it because I've left several messages, and I just figured they're really busy. I know they have to be.
At the moment,
yeah,
yes,
every
we
time
are.
That I have called, they said, well, there's a 10-minute wait, there's a 20-minute wait, and I just go about my work and leave my phone on so I can hear them if they answer, and then they finally will say, you know, leave your number, and we'll try and call you back. So I really
well,
appreciate you doing that for me.
You're very welcome. I do thank you for talking with me at XPO Logistics, and you have a nice holiday weekend.
You too. Stay safe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.